Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 73. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 73. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is all about Halloween. Trick or treat. As a kid, I always liked Halloween. I liked dressing up in a costume that I pick out at the store, or more often, we made out of odds and ends at home. The best part was going trick-or-treating. Some years, I went with my brothers and sisters. When I got a little older, I went with my friends. We would go to the houses in our neighborhood and knock on or ring the doorbell. When the door opened, we would yell, "Trick-or-treat!" We never played tricks and always got treats. The neighbors would put some candy and chocolate bars in our bags. We would go home at the end of the night and eat them to our heart's content. To get ready for Halloween, my parents would buy pumpkins from the market or from the makeshift pumpkin patches on the side of the road, so that we could make jack-o'-lanterns. We took each pumpkin and cut off the top, scooped out the seeds from the inside, and carved faces on the front. At night, we would put candles inside the jack-o'-lanterns and put them on our doorstep. Sometimes we carved scary faces, and sometimes they were funny ones. I remember one year we had a Halloween party. Our friends came over, dressed up as witches, ghosts, superheroes, cartoon characters, and anything else you can think of. We would play party games like bobbing for apples, and we even created a haunted house in our backyard. It was a blast. Halloween is truly a holiday for kids. Today we talk about Halloween, which is a very famous holiday, not an official holiday. You don't get the day off of school or work, but it's a very popular holiday for children in the United States, in many European countries, and other places throughout the world, Ireland, Canada, and so forth. The name Halloween is actually a contraction, a combination of two words, Hallow and Eve, or een is the old English version of that. Hallow is the same as holy or sainted, someone who is a saint in the Christian tradition. Is someone who is very holy and who is now in heaven, or their soul is in heaven. And October 31st is one day, the day before All Hallows Day. November 1st is All Hallows Day. That's the traditional name. It's now called, at least in most churches, such as the Catholic Church, it is called All Saints' Day on November 1st. So October 31st, the evening or the eve of October of November 1st, would be All Hallows' Eve, and hence we get the word Halloween. There are many different traditions associated with Halloween and different explanations about why we celebrate Halloween. It was probably a pagan is P-A-G-A-N. A pagan is basically someone who doesn't believe in one of the major religions. And so the pagan tradition, probably in Europe, in the very early European history, even before the days of the Romans, had this celebration associated with the Day of the Dead. And the idea was that the dead would come back to life and they would go around looking for food. So you would put food outside your house or your tent, and that would be for the dead to eat. You would also wear a mask, which is a mask is something you put over your face that makes you look different. And the mask would scare away these evil spirits or these dead spirits that came back to life. This is the one possible explanation of where we get the Halloween celebration. Nowadays, at least in the United States, Halloween is a children's holiday where children dress up in costumes and they go around, they walk from house to house, usually in their neighborhood, and they ask for and get candy from the neighbors. I said that when I was a kid, I liked dressing up in a costume that I pick out at the store. To dress up, another one of those two-word verbs where we have a verb plus a preposition. To dress up can mean two things. It can mean simply to wear nice clothing. I am going to dress up for the wedding this Saturday. I'm going to put on a tie and a suit and so forth. To dress up can also mean to put on a costume. And a costume is clothing that makes you look like a different person. So you could have a costume for a police officer and you would dress up looking like a police officer. That's a costume. Well, I used to dress up in costumes that I would pick out or select at the store, but more often we made our own costumes out of odds and ends at home. Odds and ends means whatever is available in your house. It could be a paper bag, it could be crayons, it could be an old hat. The term odds and ends just means a variety of things, a bunch of things that you have there present in your house. I said the best part of Halloween was going trick or treating. Trick, T-R-I-C-K, or treat, T-R-E-A-T, is what the children say when they knock on a door. They say trick or treat. Well, what they're saying really is that either they will play a trick on the neighbor or they will get a treat. And a treat is kind of like an extra gift, a present, a prize, usually often associated with food. In this case, candy. Again, there are different stories about why we say trick or treat. One story is that children used to have to perform a trick in order to get a treat. And a trick could be any sort of a song, a game, or something that was supposedly magic, like a magic trick. Sometimes in the United States, though, the term trick means something against the person, something bad that you do to someone else. I'm going to play a trick on you is means that I am going to do something that is going to fool or deceive you. And so it has both of those meanings, rather. In any case, in the United States, at least now, the kids do not perform tricks, at least good tricks. Instead, they knock on the door and they expect to get candy. So if you live in a neighborhood with children, as I do, you have to go out and buy some candy so you can give it to the children, or you will be a very unpopular neighbor. After you gathered all of your food, you could go home and eat to your heart's content. The expression to eat to your heart's content means that you eat as much as you want until you are satisfied. So we usually use that expression in talking about food. I'm going to eat to my heart's content until I feel happy or I feel satisfied. One thing that is associated with Halloween, probably because in Northern Europe and the United States, it's when this plant, this vegetable is available, is the use of pumpkins. A pumpkin, Pumpkin, is a round plant, usually orange in color. And the tradition is that you get a pumpkin either from the store, because the grocery stores sell pumpkins now, or you can go to a pumpkin patch. A pumpkin patch is a field or a place where they have pumpkins. In the United States, during Halloween, there you will sometimes drive by and an empty parking lot or a place where there wasn't anything, no buildings, sometimes they will open up a pumpkin store there, if you will, and we can call this a makeshift store. A makeshift, two words that are hyphenated, makeshift. Makeshift is an adjective that means improvised, not planned out ahead of time, usually a temporary, not a permanent solution to something. When you take the pumpkin, you cut off the top, or you take a knife and you make a hole in the top of the pumpkin, and you then scoop out everything that's inside, all of the pumpkin seeds and everything else inside of the pumpkin. To scoop out, the verb to scoop means to take a spoon, for example, and scoop out or take out something with the spoon. So you, for example, can scoop out ice cream. And in fact, the spoon that we use, the special spoon we use for ice cream, is called an ice cream scoop as a noun. As a verb, it means to take it and actually do the removing of the ice cream from its container. And here we use the verb in the same way. Once again, we add a preposition. To scoop out means to get out of, to take a spoon and remove what's inside the pumpkin. And after you do that, you can carve a face. So you take a knife and you make a hole for the eye and a hole for the nose and a hole for the mouth and so forth. And this is called carving. You can carve into something means you are putting a figure or some picture on a hard surface. It could be wood, it could be stone, In fact, there's an expression, it's not carved in stone. That is, it's not permanent, because if you carve something in stone, it's going to be permanent. So you carve the pumpkin with a face. Sometimes it's a happy, smiling face, and sometimes it's a scary or mean face. The word we use for the carved pumpkin is called a jack-o'-lantern. A jack, J-A-C-K, hyphen O, hyphen, lantern. A lantern is a lamp. It's a light. And a jack-o'-lantern is called that because inside the pumpkin, you put a candle so that the pumpkin has light inside of it. So it's a lantern in that respect. When you are done carving it, you then put it out in front of your house on your doorstep. The doorstep are the steps leading up to your front, usually your front door. You also can have a Halloween party, and both children and adults sometimes go to a Halloween party. And at the Halloween party, you dress up as some, in some costume, as some character or some thing. And it's very common to find people buying masks of different famous people and dressing up as those people. You can dress up as a witch. A witch is, of course, a woman who does magical has magical powers. A man who has magical powers is called a warlock. A ghost is, you know, the spirit of someone who died. A superhero would be someone like Superman or Mr. Incredible or Batman. These are all superheroes. The Teenage Ninja Turtles. Cartoon characters are, as you can guess, like Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse. Those are cartoon characters. People dress up as all sorts of different people and things. One traditional game at a Halloween party, especially for children, would be bobbing for apples. To bob, B-O-B, means, in this case, to take your, usually what happens is you have a bucket of water or a barrel of water, a container, and in the water are apples. And you have to get the apple out of the water without using your hands. So you stick your head into the water and you bite an apple and you remove it that way. That's called bobbing for apples. One final tradition that is sometimes associated with Halloween is a haunted house. To be haunted means that you are influenced or affected by some sort of spiritual or magical presence. And a haunted house is a house where the idea is that there are spirits living in that house. Finally, I said that going to a Halloween party was a blast, B-L-A-S-T. That's an informal expression to mean it was a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable. Did you like going to Disneyland? Yes, it was a blast. Actually, I don't like going to Disneyland, but some people do. Now let's listen again to the story, this time at a regular or native rate of speech. As a kid, I always liked Halloween. I liked dressing up in a costume that I pick out at the store, or more often, we made out of odds and ends at home. The best part was going trick-or-treating. Some years, I went with my brothers and sisters. When I got a little older, I went with my friends. We would go to the houses in our neighborhood and knock on or ring the doorbell. When the door opened, we would yell, "Trick or treat!" We never played tricks and always got treats. The neighbors would put some candy and chocolate bars in our bags. We would go home at the end of the night and eat to our heart's content. To get ready for Halloween, my parents would buy pumpkins from the market or from the makeshift pumpkin patches on the side of the road so that we could make jack-o'-lanterns. We took each pumpkin and cut off the top, scooped out the seeds from the inside, and carved faces on the front. At night, we would put candles inside the jack-o'-lantern and put them on our doorstep. Sometimes we carved scary faces, and sometimes they were funny ones. I remember one year we had a Halloween party. Our friends came over dressed up as witches, ghosts, superheroes, cartoon characters, and anything else you can think of. We would play games like bobbing for apples, and we even created a haunted house in our backyard. It was a blast. Halloween is truly a holiday for kids. Remember to visit our website for a script of the story from today's podcast at www.eslpod.com. Email us. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us who you are and where you're listening from. Our email address is eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.